is knowing.
All right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is hour one of episode 582. Jason Lindgren is with me, and Matthew Hazen and Terry Lynn from Masterpiece join us for the first time. We're going to talk about a topic here that's been, let's just put it this way, in the headlines online. It's about zeolite. A lot of people are taking issue with typical zeolite. We're going to address these things with regard to the Masterpiece, which I have tried, and I'm pretty impressed with it. But information is king, so we'll try to cover all the aspects. Anyhow, welcome, Jason.
And a very lovely good morning.
All right. Welcome, Matthew, and welcome, Terry.
Welcome. It's a privilege to be on the show, Crow.
Yes. Thanks for having us today, Crow.
All right. Let me get out my little note, and let's address it straight out of the gate, the concerns of zeolite. And we'd like to hear your opinion as well on what you think of other zeolites. We're going to get into why your zeolite is different. There are a lot of people out there calling zeolite harmful and part of the New World Order agenda to trick truthers into taking something bad instead of good. And we need to address why Masterpiece is different. There's another. The meme going around is that zeolite is using nanotech and biosensor applications. It is also being accused of enhanced graphene, quantum dots, and said to increase polymer hydrogel growth. I hope you followed all that. Would you like to address, this is what people are starting to meme online about typical zeolite.
Absolutely. You know, there's a big difference between a qualitative claim, which would be like a person who's going to proclaim themselves as an expert. They make articles and they can say things, but there's no real evidence to back them other than maybe some CGI images or whatnot. And the difference between what they call quantitative evidence, which is evidence where when you take someone's, for instance, in a trial, such as our initial pilot study, where we take people's blood and we measure the levels of their blood for graphene oxide and for the carrier of the graphene oxide bioweapon system that they're trying to deploy against humanity. And the carrier is hydrogel, which is polyethylene. We also were the first and only company that actually did a study where we measured quantitatively so that it's ironclad, holds up in medical, we can make articles with it and everything. It is very, it's irrefutable, undeniable proof, evidence, facts. And then we put them on Masterpiece in our initial pilot study, which is a nanometer sized zeolite, which is a natural zeolite. There's a lot of words out there talking about zeolites being harmful. Well, synthetic zeolite is man-made zeolite, which is like anything else in the world that's synthetic, which I call man playing God techniques. It's always going to have some drawbacks and effects. In nature, where you get things naturally, zeolite actually has the cleanest ocean water surrounding it. Zeolite is simply just lava that has gone into the ocean water. And where you go, especially the Greek islands, where there's a lot of zeolite beds, if you measure those ocean waters, they're the cleanest in terms of not having things like microplastics, heavy metals, all these harmful forever chemicals. So Masterpiece was actually the first and only company and product to ever test and challenge their product in a quantitative way where we can say, well, if we were somehow tricking people and introducing a graphene bioset instead of trying to make a detox product to help humanity, which has been the intentions behind Masterpiece all along, why in a study are people's graphene oxide levels going down in the course of 90 days over 70%?
Yeah, I appreciate the way you address that, but I'm going to point something out here. I've been online kind of in this space for quite a while now, and what I've noticed is this disinformation goes both ways. For someone to make the claim that this is bad or that is bad, you don't know until you actually get solid evidence. Helps if it's peer-reviewed, helps if it's clinical, helps if it's from a place you can trust. In other words, not some governmental nonsense, because they tend to not tell the truth. But it would be just as likely, in my view, for someone somewhere in the world that wants to be disinformation-oriented to recognize that zeolite is beneficial and put the word out that it's harmful. So I just want to make it clear that this kind, these campaigns online, which are rampant and so easy to introduce, they go both ways. So to me, the solution is simple. Quit repeating memes, quit, you know, just doing what you're doing, go get information. Look for the clinical trials, look for actual hard facts, and use common sense. Jason, you want to add anything to this? I feel like he kind of addressed the issue pretty well.
He did. I'm just wondering, is there some sort of negative motive going on here just to get this out there and cause misinformation?
I would say so. Every place source that has created a zeolite article in the last month, those places, number one, the one that was talking about the graphene biosystem, the article that that female doctor was referencing to people, if they took a little bit of time to hit that article and read that article, it was about synthetic man-made zeolite, which is very well documented to be harmful to if a person ingests it. It releases its aluminum molecule, which means it would actually raise the aluminum levels in the person's body. And so natural clinoptilolite, you can't break the bond. They've never been able to. What's in Masterpiece also are aluminum test results, which can be seen right on our website. We have a research page, and it has all of our initial pilot study results. And what's really funny is the two things, now across all the broad spectrum of forever chemicals that we tested for, we were the first and only to this day company that's done this, that actually said, here's the proof in the pudding. And this, and the two things out of all the microplastics, glyphosate, mercury, lead, all the heavy metals, phosgene, a neurotoxin, all kinds of things that we tested for, the two things that came out the very best, get this, the two things that lowered the levels the best was graphene oxide and aluminum. And those results can be looked at on our website. So that's pretty amazing if you actually consider that. And it lines up with the 4,000 plus testimonials that we have coming in. We're only 1 year old of people sleeping better, feeling better, living better, all kinds of things in their lives with their health is improved across the board. You know, it lines up that the product's an amazing thing. It was set at a very low price. And Jason, you hit the nail on the head. Every person that's done these articles have actually, if you look at their protocol, how they make their livelihood, it's all the same exact protocol. And that's this. You ready for a big one? What they do is they got to pull people into their office where they always will do a live blood analysis. It will always show quantum dots, graphene construction sites, and all those anomalies in the blood. Why? Because for the last 2 years, there's not a live blood analysis expert in the world that looks underneath dark field microscopy that can find a single person who doesn't have it in their body. Guess what? It don't matter if you've been vaxxed or not. Everybody. So it's a matter of getting those levels out of the body faster than they're coming back in, whether it's through the aerosoling, whether you made a mistake and got a jab, it's in your food anyways. We're all transfected with it. We're getting bombarded with it. And so what these people are doing is they're preying on these people's fear. They pull them in, look at their blood. They put them on intravenous EDTA, which is a chelator, which is a poison. It has all kinds of issues, side effects. They also put them on, a lot of times they'll ozone their blood, which is healthy for them. But the thing is, they pull them in for 4 or 5, up to 12 sessions, which the main person doing the hit pieces wants to do like 12 to 15 sessions. You're talking about $1,000 sessions. So in order to get someone, they don't want something like Masterpiece around. Masterpiece makes their protocol obsolete, invasive, and everything else. Who would want to drive to a hospital or to a clinical practitioner's office, get needles, get their blood cleaned out, have to be there all day, do the sessions every third week, when they could just buy a bottle of Masterpiece and it's proven, it's actually proven to work, where they can, it's the safest, cheapest, strongest, gentlest, no side effects solution. These people don't want that out here. It's unavoidable for Masterpiece to avoid the attacks that we're getting, because we make all these long-term alternative medicine and health protocols and detox and cleansing protocols by these naturopaths and a lot of people. We make most of their protocol, which they make money off of, obsolete, because we're letting people know Your creator, your God, whatever you believe in, made your body just as perfect as you made the environment, the ecosystem, the cosmos, and everything else. The system that's in harmony, that works perfectly, works great until man intercedes with his industrial revolution and all of our little tricks of the trade and all this man playing God stuff. And the whole point of it is your body's perfect until it gets poisoned too much with chemical, which is forever chemicals, heavy metals, all these biohazardous toxins that everybody's become aware of, BPAs, PFOs, PFOAs, the whole list. There's 80,000 of them. None of them are good. The acute danger, the super threat right now is the scrapping biosystem, which they're trying to deploy on humanity. This wasn't made by a government project. This thing was funded by my back as I had a moving company. This thing has the best people in the world surrounding it. And I know we're going to get more into it, but one of them is Dr. Robert Young, who has a legacy of truth, and he'll probably go down in this era as the greatest scientist and impact maker for people for humanity's sake.
Let me jump in here and just make a statement, and then we're going to jump into the information here. Whenever you see censorship, there's a reason. That's one reason to look at things, particularly if people are being censored. There's probably a reason for that. One of the statements I just heard is one I live by. If it's made in nature, that's a big deal. If it's made by man, that's not as good. And it doesn't matter what we're talking about. The reason that I choose to do episodes like this is because we have been polluted. We have polluted ourselves. We have been unknowingly polluted. And the issue is, how do you get the pollution out? That's why I've done things like the Gerson method over and over. There's not that many ways to get this junk out of your body. So we're going to cover this. I tried it. I have benchmarks a lot with going to the bathroom, which I won't really get into, but I'm pretty experienced at this and I was impressed. So on our sponsorship page, there will be a link to Masterpiece if you want to give it a go. But that's the reason we're doing this. You have to come up with ways to get metals and all this other stuff out of your body. But anyhow, I'm going to jump in to the main bullet points here. So why did you decide to make a premium zeolite? What was it that spurred you in this direction?
You know, I've always been interested in making formulas. I have always been into alternative health methods, suppressed healing modalities, different things like that, esoteric stuff, big time. And about 4 years ago, I started making my new little family. Maybe about 3 years ago, it kind of dawned on me. I'd started all over having kids because my other kids are quite older. And I've seen all these amazing lifestyle and dietary habits, you know, fruitarians and breatharians and you name it, or any type of quantum healing devices that are out there and whatnot. And I didn't see anybody had their finger on the pulse of like the perfect protocol. And what I noticed was a pattern. And I noticed a pattern of everybody's, the worldwide population's health declining. And people at the beach were looking worse and worse every year. And so I had been getting into taking some nanozeolite formulas and had gotten some really good results from them. Personally, by my wife. And so I had this obsession. I had the time on my hands. I wanted to make a detox product that was going to work and do better than anything that had been made out there before. And what's really funny is I live right down the road, Pro, from the biggest organic distributor of farming supplies for, like, a lot of them are Amish and Mennonite farm fields, where these are perfect farm fields that have never had chemicals or anything on them, a lot of them. And this gentleman that's right down the road from me is the nation's biggest distributor of, like, humic acid, fulvic acid, natural organic farming practices stuff. And we talk about a lot of stuff, Tim Trailing and all that other stuff. And he showed me a bunch of his soil samples. And what I've seen, he said, look, the soil is the grand accumulator. If it's in the air, it makes it to the soil. If it's in the water, it makes it to the soil. And so he explained it to me. He said, let me show you this. And he showed me all these aluminum soil samples that had enough aluminum. Now get this. This is the easiest way to explain it. Per acre in America, we can easily prove that they are dropped, that 1,000 to 2,500 pounds of aluminum is showing up out of the thin blue air on the soil. And so I thought to myself, I really knew that there was a great need to be able to get these unnatural things, these forever chemicals and heavy metals, out of the body faster than they were coming back in. And that's been kind of the whole goal, to have something strong enough to do that curve. And that's why our study was actually just testing those people's levels and seeing that, hey, we're putting enough zeolite in here and everything to actually get ahead of the amount of toxicity that we're being transfected with.
Where do you think all that aluminum's coming from? Are you implying that it's being sprayed by chemplanes, or where do you think, is there other ways that it's coming, or is that what you're saying?
Well, if you have a farm field that the Amish or Mennonite have had in their family's thing for over 100 years, yep, and they've never, ever, ever put a single chemical, which pesticides and all those can have aluminum on it, but they've never sprayed it on the land. Now, those same people, they send their farming soil samples every year to get the soil sample done so that they know how much humic acid, fulvic acid, real natural, healthy, clean things to remediate their soil levels down to. And what's happened since about 2020, there is a huge uptick, and the levels of aluminum, specifically aluminum, they test for a lot of things, but the aluminum specifically has gone through the roof. It's like 10 times more on these soil samples that we look at.
So, I mean, the implication there is they're not putting anything chemical or man-made intentionally onto that land. So it must be falling from the sky. Is that the implication?
Yeah, because there's not a river that runs through it.
The other possibility is if they're using, having to water their crops through tap water, city water, whatever they're using, that's the only other way that you can think of that it gets there. But by far, it looks as if it's coming from the chemtrails.
All right, so let's keep moving in. You want to get anything in here, Jason?
I'm assuming that the Amish and the Mennonites, they're very well aware that something's coming from the sky at this point.
Yeah, I think Terry brought up a real good point, is that they don't know if it's coming from the sky or the water. They're not really conspiracy theorists. So it's more of a conversation of, we don't know what's going on, but obviously these levels are very bad and unique. He's 77 years old. He's been actually looking at soil samples for 5 decades. He explains to me how high the levels used to be. He said about in 2000 era, they started seeing an uptick of aluminum where you could see it was more so than the other ones. But he said since about 2020, he can't find a farm field sample that shows less than 1,000 pounds per acre of aluminum that they show up in. That's how high the levels are.
Well, everybody knows what happened in 2020, and everyone knows there's a population agenda afoot, but that's crazy to consider. And the fact that you're using that community is an absolute awesome benchmark, because you do, in fact, have generations of people who gave a damn about their human beings they live with and the animals around them. And they did everything they could to produce clean food, organic food. And just to make a point, it's been in the news recently that a lot of these communities, Mennonites, I don't think it's Mennonites, but those types of cultures, I guess I'll say, had to go to the idea of clubs to be allowed to sell their organic clean food. And they've been coming under attack, particularly in Illinois. And it's crazy. It's absolutely obvious that there is a worldwide agenda to remove healthy food, to block healthy medicines, to block healthy supplements, which are almost, I mean, they are so key to have good supplements, because our food never, no longer has the nutrition for most of us. But I just want to make the point, go back to where you opened. You did a clinical study that showed, I think you said, was it 30 or 90 days that there was an 80% reduction in some of the heavy metals and things that you were looking at. Is that correct?
Yes, we did blood and we also did urinalysis testing. And so at the baseline, which is the beginning of the study, we had them do a what's called a provoked heavy metal urinalysis test, where we tested all of the heavy metals. And out of the test subjects, there was an aluminum specifically over an 80% decrease in the first 35 days of how much aluminum was being tested for in their urine. That's significant. They haven't seen results like that. And this is all third-party testing, obviously.
So everybody listening, how many people over the age of about 70 do you know that show no signs of dementia? Almost everybody that I'm aware of in a personal level, so that I know them as more than just an acquaintance, that is over 70 has signs of dementia. There is one man that I know that that's not true of, but he is complaining that his memory is going. But I don't notice in conversation what I would say are obvious signs of dementia. The point I'm making here, when I was young, dementia was not as common as it is now. And there is a link to aluminums and other things to this issue. But all right, Matthew, where do you want to go from here? What would you like to hit next?
We can discuss the people who have mentored me, because really I'm just a normal guy from Kansas who really wanted to make a good formula. And I got in over my head about a month into it, and I was blowing out very expensive nano equipment, a thing called an ultrasonicating homogenizer. And I was at a loss. I literally walked out of my camper and I put into Google Maps nanotechnology labs and started calling every number I could find, ran into a gentleman who owned a nano lab. He happened to be the chief scientific officer for Kansas State University. And I am so grateful to this day. This gentleman has big accounts, did his career doing nano formulations. And I told him what I was trying to achieve, a nano zeolite that was going to be able to clean out going down to the lowest levels in the body, possibly even being intracellular capable, but being able to clean out all the toxins and stuff. And he ended up taking me under his wing, mentoring me. We became good friends. He taught me everything about nanoemulsions. So I went from a guy with very little knowledge about nanotechnology and any of that stuff. And keep in mind, my entire way of thinking always is natural. I always look to nature for all the solutions and everything. So he ended up helping me with the one part of the process of Masterpiece, which is reducing, which means getting the zeolite, which is already micronized, but getting it down thousands of times smaller than that, so that it is so small it can go anywhere in the water, that anywhere in the body that water goes. So that's what he ended up doing. He would never accept any money from me. He ended up doing probably $150,000 worth of work and never would allow me to give him any money or compensate him in any way. Things got started and things started doing well.
Sorry to interrupt, but what did he think about the toxin buildup since 2020?
He has patents that is used in vaccinations right now. And this man was overcome with so much guilt, he could barely get up in the morning. And he told me several times, he goes, I know what's in that mRNA system with wrapping it with nucleic acid. He goes, I have patents in it. And there's no way that that stuff is good. I tell anybody I can never to take anything like that. And he was falling apart mentally, emotionally, just from watching his life's work be used to harm humanity. He never was doing this research and development thinking it was ever going to lead into a vaccine or any of that stuff. It was for pesticides. That's what the technology was supposed to help pesticides biodegrade better. So what he ended up doing for no cost in his eyes was trying to make it all right. And that's why I haven't talked to him now, really, since we started, the business actually opened and got going. But the two times I have, I tell him the testimonials. That's all he wants to really get caught up on. And when I tell him, hey, you know, I try to explain to him, this is kind of partially your fault. You got a lot of people feeling better, living better. Their lives are improving. You know, can I make this right with you somehow? And he tells me, you want to make it right. He says, Matt, get it out to everybody. That's all he ever tells me. Then get it out to the world. That's it. That's all he wants me to pay him.
So was it with your mentor that you guys reverse engineered other types of zeolite?
Yeah, the first thing that Michael Coe told me is, he goes, is there anybody else doing something close to this? And I said, well, there's people putting minerals with nanozeolite and nutrients. And the first thing he did before he even started helping me with the process, he said, well, can you get me the best ones? Because then we'll reverse engineer them. And so he spent about a month with about $30 million in nano equipment, reverse engineering down to everything. I know the molecular composition, oxidative reduction potential. I know the electrical charge. I know the magnetic charge. I know the particle size. I know the mechanism of action to the competitor. Yeah. And what we have developed as a labor of love for humanity far exceeds what has been ever been put on the market. There's about 15 times more nanometer size zeolite, but it's not just, so when you reverse engineer something, you start off with what you think is the best, right? So if you're going to reverse engineer alien technology, that's the best. And then you do that, and then you're supposed to improve upon it. You're not just trying to get to where it's at. So what we did is we improved upon what had been done out there before. So what we have is a perfect size range. We have a formula where if you actually nano diagnostic look at it. If you look at the molecular composition of Masterpiece, it is 99.9% identical to purified ocean water. It is basically the same electrical current that your body goes on, which is negative 80 millivolts. It has a little bit stronger negative charge than your body does, so that it can really grab the toxins and graphene and everything away from the body. And then what's really beautiful about natural clinoptilolite, just so that other people understand and why it's so safe and effective and why it's considered the master binder, is because your body, zeolite is the strongest negatively charged mineral in the world. So the bad things that you don't want in your body, which are heavy metals, microplastics, graphene oxide, those things all have one thing in common. They all have positive charges, just like a magnet, negative and positive collide. So you have the strongest negatively charged natural mineral that when it's put into the body is going to start magnetically finding and binding all the bad stuff. But the great thing about it is the zeolite is not digestible. It's completely indigestible to the human body. Your body can't metabolize it. So what it does, we get it down so small that it goes everywhere. It gets into your brain. It gets into your reproductive organs. You get your mind back, your clarity back. It cleans off your third eye, so you start sleeping and dreaming again. All those great things is what we hear constantly from people experiencing. And so it cleans it out. And it gets in there, and marine plasma, which is 99% of the product, is actually considered the most bioavailable, nutrient-rich substance on Earth. It has every mineral that you would find in your human body or other living organisms. It has all the essential fatty acids. It has a laundry list of everything in its most bioavailable, pre-digested, ready-to-go state.
Let me ask you a couple things. When you were doing the reverse engineering, did you take a look at both natural and synthetic zeolites or just natural?
No, only natural. We were never interested in any synthetic because if you just go on PubMed, you'll see the difference between natural and synthetic. Synthetic's nothing but problems.
Did you find, looking at the other brands of synthetic zeolite, did you find ones that you would consider not beneficial?
You mean natural clinoptilolites? You said synthetic.
No, what I meant was, sorry about that. What I meant was looking at other naturally created or zeolites made from natural sources, did you find others that you would consider harmful or not beneficial?
Not beneficial for sure. Yeah, very poorly formulated. I've had someone who has three different labs that have done nanoformulations their whole life, plus Dr. Robert Young, who's considered the expert and the wizard, the Don, the goat at nanocolloidal formulations. What Masterpiece is a perfectly created formula that hasn't been had like that before. So the other ones really don't work even in the same league. Some of them don't work at all. One of them, which is one of the biggest companies, they ultrasonicate, homogenize down their zeolite to the point where it breaks the cage structure. So when you're looking at the formula, you'll know that the cage structures are broke because it has no negative charge to it. So it's broke the cage structure that, you know. So obviously zeolite that's broken isn't going to hold something inside of it. And it's also not going to have a negative charge to be able to draw it in like it does.
Do you feel like there's a danger of people using too much zeolite? I mean, could it do things like constipate you or, I don't know, things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, there needs to be a big distinction between what is powder or micronized zeolite. That can definitely constipate. That's a whole different way of ingesting it, taking it in. It's going to do completely different than what we're talking about with Masterpiece. To get Herxheimer detox reactions or something pretty strong, like, you know, good constipation at first, that can definitely happen with some other products. I don't know. I can't think of off the top of my head. Terry might be able to tell him, but I don't think we've had any. We have about 100,000 families. We have over 25,000 families, but we also white label. So I don't remember hearing anybody saying they had constipation from Masterpiece or anything.
Yeah. So yeah, to differentiate, we do have two products. One is the powder and one is and really this episode's more about the nano. So I've been in customer service prior to this pretty heavy. And I haven't noticed. I don't remember anyone saying they were maybe one or two with the powder. Like Matthew said, it's possible because it's more like a, you know, it's a more like a clay. It's not a clay, but it's clay like. As far as when you ask crow taking too much, the only way that I could answer that to say that you really can't take too much, in my opinion, it's just not going to be effective. Now, the other way I could answer that is to say that we have had some people, it's more on the rare side, say that they have a headache. Sometimes it goes on for a while. Usually it doesn't. So what that tells me, and I'm a holistic health consultant, so I have a background in that. What that tells me is they're just taking using too much for them. And we're not exactly sure why that is. Could be the changes in pH that's too quickly. It could be that their emunctories, their systems of elimination, that's my go-to explanation, is not running optimally. But that's more on the rare occasion. But is it going to be harmful if you take, quote, too much? No, not really. Unless, again, they're not eliminating properly, then they're backed up and then they could get symptoms.
Isn't it pretty common to have things like headache and feel just kind of generally crappy when the toxins in your body are being knocked free to be moved out of your body?
Yes, but that's only if they're not bound, if they're unbound. So if they're bound, like with zeolite, because it'll bind very, it won't let it go. Zeolite is not like the other things we used to take, like chlorella, spirulina, some clays. This is such a high negative charge that it just binds to it so strongly. We've seen that just clinically and under the microscope. So my guess is that the body's always trying to go to homeostasis. The body's trying to balance itself out. And there's some kind of imbalance temporarily. And the person just needs to back off. And that usually will alleviate those symptoms of that lack of homeostasis, which is always the explanation, which is the reason why that particular person is experiencing the symptoms of that lack of homeostasis. We don't know exactly, but zeolite will bind. It's not going to take something that it can't bind to. The whole mechanism of action is that of magnetism. So it's going to take it, it's going to hold it in the cage, it's going to adsorb and absorb, which is two different mechanisms of action, and it's going to remove it from the body. So if your emunctories are not as optimal as they need to be, then that could be an issue with that. And so it's just a matter of slowing down. But it's not going to be like free-floating toxins and poisons from what we know. And that's also coming from Robert Young, who has had 40 years of work in this field. And we also work with Carolyn Mansfield, who's a dark field microscopist out of London. And she's also a naturopath. They don't call them naturopaths out there, but yeah. So we've had a few very high level discussions about what's happening here.
Well, that's when I looked into it and researched what you guys were offering and read about the reduction in heavy metals, I took an interest. Almost all of the health-based people that I respect have talked about zeolite, but more importantly, how do you get stuff out of your body? And one of the big things for me is you got to go to the bathroom. If you're not going to the bathroom at least once a day, better two or three times a day, then some of the most respected health people I know would tell you that's really one of the foundations. When people say things like the immune system, there's no immune system. You can't point to it. And these individuals' idea is it starts with your gut and your digestion. But when I used your product for the first day, I noticed right off the bat, I didn't get backed up or anything like that. But you know when bad things are coming out of you, particularly if you're someone like me who spent time doing it. And I'll say this, of the people that I respect the most in the health, the ideas we're talking about are the most important. How do you get the poisons out of your body? Someone like Fortune, I mean, Jason, if I asked you, if you didn't know anything about Fortune and you like that picture I sent you, how old would you say he looks?
50-ish.
I'd say 47, 46. But anyhow, he's got children that are older than me. And daily, he does things that get these toxins out of you. And there are a couple others too that all have that in common. And that's why I think that what you guys are trying to pull off here, or maybe have pulled off, is so important. But anyhow, it kind of pulled us off track. So one of the big deals, having reverse engineered, that you discovered or that you came to accept as important, is how big the particles are or the micron range. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The particle size is very, very important. Okay. It needs to be small enough that it can cross through all barriers. And so the magic number with that is really 100 nanometers or smaller. So whenever you're talking about nanotechnology, you're really talking about things like how to get something into a cell. It's called nanoemulsion. And so one thing is, it's got to be small enough, right? So 100 nanometers or smaller, it always gives you a particle size that we knew it could travel to anywhere in the body that there was trapped, stuck toxins, and we'd be able to retrieve them.
So beyond the idea that the nanometers or the micron range is important, you also refer to this as colloidal, and you state that that's very important. Why?
Because a nanocolloidal solution is two things that are nano-sized or smaller, which would be called sub-nano, and they're put together. Then you come away with a solution that synergistically, when you're looking at formulations, what they are electromagnetically together and how they interact together synergistically at that nano level is going to tell you a lot about what its capability of what its mode of action is going to be. And so what we were doing was finding the healthiest, broadest spectrum of bioavailable nutrients that we could find. So we started off, we found bee pollen. We found things like fulvic acid. We found some really good high nutritional substances to mix with the clinoptilolite zeolite to make the nanocolloidal solution. And we found out about pure marine plasma, which is made in a structuring vortex in the ocean with phytoplankton. It's just an extremely rich source of minerals, and it's very, very clean. And so our nanocolloidal solution is sub-nano size. Marine plasma's nutrients are so small, they're not minerals, they're ions, and they're sub-nano size. The reason why we know this is because we have electron microscope images of Masterpiece, which we've made available all over our platforms, which are done at 500,000 magnification, that show Masterpiece at less than 1 nanometer size, and you still can't even make out the nutrients. They're that bioavailable. So 99% of the formula is the marine plasma, and the other is nanometer-sized natural clinoptilolite.
Is there any portion of it that is not made by nature or made in nature?
No, it's completely natural, and there's no preservative in it or anything. It's that natural.
Let's just take a moment to talk about this, because I harp on this a lot. One of my main maxims is that all truth is not only provided by nature, it's also proven by nature, and we can't make truth. We either discover it or we don't. But what, in your view, is the big difference between some lab that decides they're going to make synthetic? And I would ask the question, something like zeolite, which doesn't seem like it would be that hard to get your hands on, why the hell would you even want to make a synthetic? That seems shady to me right out of the gate. But let me ask you this question. Tell me if you agree with it. To me, anything that is synthetic right out of the gate foundationally does not have the vibrational benefit of something made in nature. In other words, the foundation of all matter is it's a vibratory rate, and synthetic things just don't have it. You can mimic the size, the color, you can mimic every damn thing, but what you don't have is that natural vibration at its core. What do you think about that statement?
I love that definition. I 100% agree.
You don't have the life. The life is not there.
Right.
There it is. There it is. That vibration that I'm referring to is the life vibration. The vibration from a system that requires no cleaning, no new battery, doesn't require anything. It is so perfectly put together that it functions regardless of what's going on around it.
There's a solution to every single thing that we're faced with right now. There is a solution out there. Where the zeolite beds are, that's the cleanest part of the ocean. The earth already has a cleaning system. So it's just a matter of finding the solution to what we're faced with today. No fear needs to be had. It's just finding the solution. There's always going to be one. And it's not, like you said, Crow, it's not getting into the lab and trying to figure it out. It's, you just have to find it. Where is it in nature? It's there.
Why would anyone, I mean, it seems to me shifty every time I hear it, almost every time I hear it. Why would someone even try to make a synthetic zeolite? I mean, it's not a rare thing, right? It's not like there's a huge problem getting your hands on it. Do you agree with me that that's shifty right out of the gate?
I agree with you. And I think it's just a matter of trying to instill fear that there is something wrong with what's found in nature. And here we have the solution here. And then having some false science, perhaps. I've looked at that zeolite, that synthetic zeolite, and I've heard what they have to say. And it's very convincing for someone that doesn't know any better. And so I just think it's a matter of, and you know, where that exactly comes from, the motivation, I can't say. But you know, if we look at it on a level of just monetary gain or popularity or something, then you know, it's obvious. Well, you know, here we're going to make this better, and you can't.
We saw a similar thing with, what was it, Jason? Was it C60, the soccer ball particle?
Yeah.
That got all enmeshed in the synthetic versus natural argument. And it was clearly becoming the football of misinformation. Do you remember that, Jason?
Yeah, totally. It was the buckyballs. And it was a discussion between the synthesized C60 and then natural charcoal.
Yeah. And it didn't take much effort on the part of those who want to misinform you to completely throw a monkey wrench into the value or even to the conversation. But here's, we're going to get into the part that, for me, it's where the rubber meets the road. Let's talk about the pilot study results. And out of the gate, I'm going to let you have it. But are we talking about clinical results here?
So yeah, we are talking about clinical results. We had the pilot study, Matthew, remind me, is the 90 day in, I believe so?
Yes.
Okay. So we had it start, you know, we started off not realizing how big this was going to be. You know, this is our first year of the company. And so we started off with just three people. You know, we paid for the study, so that's all we could afford. And also we just started off with a few things. We started with graphene oxide, which was one of the main drivers of the study, what we wanted to do. Carolyn Mansfield out of London and Matthew worked together heavily on this. And it was really Carolyn's idea, I believe. And so brought it to Matthew and he's like, yeah, let's definitely see what this can do. And then microplastics, two different classes was added to that. And another class, I can't recall right off the bat. And so after actually 34 days, you had mentioned 90 crow, but after 34 days, we tested and the levels of graphene were way down. I think they were over 70 or 80 and everything was really down. And so then the results just kept coming in. And it was, you know, it was interesting because the first 30 days was the biggest drop. It works very quickly, apparently.
What was your sample size?
Three people.
Have you expanded beyond that since that point? Okay.
Yes. And the reason why we did this, we had a really weird, it's a weird scenario. You have to take people's blood and then you have to same day air it to a whole nother country where this specific lab is. And they have to have it analyzed in their system and analyzed within 48 hours. So to do three people, we're a brand new company. We had no investors. It took $10,000 just to do three people. And what we did was for the first time ever by any product or company tested people for the two things that were driving this mRNA transhumanism biosystem, which is graphene oxide, and it's delivered by hydrogel, which is polyethylene. Those are the two out of the five things that we tested at the baseline. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so again, we really didn't know what the results were going to be, how quickly. And so once we realized after we got the results and then we started, you know, selling more product, then we were able to fund a much bigger double blind, I believe, placebo-controlled study that we're in the midst of right now.
Randomized, where we also take their blood, their urine, and their hair. So it's a first time only. It's ongoing right now. We're studying people for the first time ever for their fluoride levels, graphene oxide levels, hydrogel levels, all forms of microplastics, all these gender dysphoria chemicals such as atrazine, glyphosate, neurotoxins that was released in the East Palestinian accident, which was probably with the wind blowing perfectly to the east, went over most of the country's Amish and Mennonite people over there real bad, poisoned them terribly. And that was phosgene. And we tested for phosgene too. And everybody has very high levels of all these things. We know who's vaxxed, who's not. This study will be peer-reviewed. It is being ran by Dr. Robert O. Young and performed by Carolyn Mansfield and all third-party lab testing, yes, to prove the efficacy of Masterpiece.
So what I had read, and the reason I decided to go down this road and try it and then was impressed with my results, was that there was up to an 80% in the original pilot study after basically 30 days or in that ballpark, an almost 80% reduction in some of the things that I think are creating the zombie culture. And what I'm referring to is when you go out in the world now, you meet people, they just don't seem to be there. It's almost like someone who's not even got a cell phone on them is looking you in the eye, acting like someone who's staring into their cell phone. They're just kind of zombified. And I attribute this to much of what we're talking about. It's all these terrible things that have gotten into their system. And so when I learned that there was an 80% reduction, I decided to give it a go. And recently, I had my wife's hair tested. Actually, it's been a while now. And it was off the charts with the heavy metals. And that's really one of the reasons I started going down this road. And in another, I don't know, 60 or 90 days that we've been using this, I think I'm going to maybe do the hair test again. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is you guys also did aluminum for both urine and blood. Talk about that.
Okay, so with the aluminum, we did the urinalysis at the beginning or baseline, and then at 35 days on the urinalysis part. And so what we seen was a reduction of about 85% of the aluminum levels. So we took all three people's aluminum levels baseline, and then after 35 days, they were down, I believe, 84%. The one lady that had over a 95% drop, that same lady also dropped her graphene oxide levels 90%, coincidentally. Now, the aluminum, we only tested. We didn't do a urinalysis for 90 days. We were out of money. And we decided that we were going to be probably ramping up for a new study that was going to be huge, which is the one that we're doing now. Now, the aluminum we tested for in the blood, we didn't test for aluminum in the blood at baseline. So Robert Young had come aboard and he mentored Carolyn and said, you want to test for more things than just five. And so we added in a lot of extra stuff at the 35-day mark on the blood testing. And so the blood testing, the first time we took aluminum was at 35 days. And the levels from 35 days to 90 days in aluminum with the blood results, the levels came down significantly over 70%. So the aluminum drops were massive.
Did the people themselves have anything to say about feeling different, or you know what I'm getting at?
Yes, we did take that qualitative observation, and all of them were, yeah, the first lady, test subject number one, after 35 days her graphene oxide went from 509 down to like 52. And her aluminum levels went from like 40-something on the urinalysis down to like that. Yeah, she said she hasn't felt better in decades, the first one. But yeah, they were all claiming an unusually high quality of emotional, mental health, and physical health, because it's kind of all three holistically that get better when we're depoisoned. And Masterpiece is just depoisoning people very well.
Do you hear things like people think that they've shed some brain fog, that they're thinking more clearly?
Yes, that's actually one of the major things that people mention. I hear that a lot, especially from women. And I don't know if that's a subjective memory, but it just seems like there's a lot of women, almost every single one, especially if they're middle-aged or older, that mention that. I had the same thing, actually. I'm middle-aged, and yeah, I almost cried after. I had a heavy metal poisoning 10 years ago, like a literal one, that I had treatment for, and I got well to an extent. And then after 2 days, I felt it lift. And I remember talking to Matthew and being in tears and just saying, I can't believe it's going away. So yeah, that's a big one, big one. Thinking just more clearly. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, I'm going to wrap up for hour one. Jason, do you want to get anything in or shall I wrap?
Let's wrap.
So basically, you're going to click on the sponsorship link on Crow 777 Radio, and it's going to take you across to where you can actually obtain this product that cleans crap out of your body. And you will need to make an account to make the purchase. That's it, guys. We got to wrap hour one. That is hour one of 582 with Matthew Hazen and Terry Lynn. Jason and I will be back for hour two. We're going to take a short break. Hour one is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is crow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode. Members get access to all the forums. They can create new threads or new forums. They get access to all the comments under every episode, and they can stream the two-hour film called Shoot the Moon, covering all my past telescope work. It has 10 awards in the world right now out on the independent film circuit. Currently, I am filming with a huge new Hydrogen Alpha solar telescope, and I'm searching for the sun we don't see, as well as just filming the sun in general, reminiscent of how I covered the moon back in the day. All of that content will be exclusive to members here. I will no longer post my work on censorship platforms or in places where people think they have the right to control what has taken me so many hours to obtain. With that, we're going to take a short break. I hope to see you logged in as a member for hour two, and I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. Cheers.
Belief is the enemy of knowing.